coming to you from out of the blue, fresh on a Monday. It's just gone the other side of 7:30, and you're listening to Radio Life and Style with me, Mike, in the morning. And are you ready for the Monday ahead, for the week ahead? How are you feeling after the weekend? Was it a big one? Are you feeling a little rough around the edges this morning? Well, hey, let me tell you, this is your reminder to hydrate today, and to make sure that you're flushing your system of whatever the weekend brought on. But look, when it comes to hydration, not all water is created equal. We know this. And this morning, I'm going to be diving into the good stuff with you and explaining what type of water you should be infusing into your life. And, well, look, when it comes to matters like this, we don't mess around. We go straight to the source, not just the water source, but the source of information from the experts. And this morning in the studio with me, from Vida Mineral Water Belito, I happen to have two water fundies in the house with me, Mike Smith on microphone number one. Mike, how are you today, my friend?
Morning, Mike. I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to have you with us. And alongside you, Bridget Nicholson. Bridget, how are you today?
Good. Good morning.
The family is in the house, the Vida Water family. And thanks for splashing in fresh on a Monday, guys. And thanks for the water, by the way. I've got a brilliant bottle of Vida mineral water, the still prepared remineralized water, which we're going to talk about in a second. But first, let's just take it back to the very start. Because, you know, I've got a three-year-old in my house at the moment, who's asking all the questions, you know, where, what is this, why, what, and, you know, water, where does it come from? I mean, we know it comes from the tap, but if we have to take it right back to the very beginning, where do we get our water from, Mike?
Mike, very interesting. Rainfall drops the waters into rivers and dams, and then that's what feeds into our municipalities. Then we have alternate water, which is borehole and spring water. Unfortunately, all these waters are contaminated and need purification.
That's just what it is. It comes from the clouds, and then by the time it hits it hits the ground and starts running through all kinds of things, it's going to pick up contaminants. That's just
by the time it gets to our taps, we need to relook the quality of the water. There's two types of filtration that is used in the industry, and that is borehole and spring water is generally cleaned through filtration, and then a UV light at the end to kill bacteria.
Okay.
There's a thing called TDS, which in your spring water and your borehole water will hold good minerals.
Yeah.
They extract the bad stuff out of it, and generally, if you look at spring water in bottles, you look at the TDS. The composition is so important to understand on a bottle of water.
All those numbers on the side and in fine print.
That's what's so important.
They can vary wildly from bottle to bottle, depending on what you're drinking.
And if you look at spring water, the lower the TDS, the better the quality, because it would mean that there is less of any contamination in that water.
I got you.
Water shops generally use reverse osmosis to purify their water. A very good system, but it removes all impurities, good and bad, and you end up with virtually distilled water.
So it's pure in a sense, but that TDS component, that mineral component that is so important for us, that's been removed from the equation as well.
Totally stripped out of it. Jeez. Correct.
Okay.
At this point, Vida mineral water remineralizes, and we lift the TDS on our normal water to 1.34.
Wow, that's a big number, triple digits.
Absolutely. And we're very proud of that. The quality of it, Bridget will explain, is that the extraction is unique to Vida.
And that putting the good stuff back in, the remineralizing, that's a seriously important differentiating factor. Bridget, when it comes to this magic thing, TDS, what is it stand for? It's total...
That's your total dissolved solids.
Okay.
And Mark explained that really nicely, how we go about from receiving our water from the municipality and into purifying it. We like to say that we expertly purify it through our system, which, again, as Mike said, it brings that TDS level down to just about zero. So it's all, everything's been stripped, good and bad, from it. And then, unfortunately, how are we meant to hydrate, you know, drinking water with that's been stripped, well, basically.
This weekend I was out at an adopt-a-tree function thing. You know, it was Saturday. It was like the hottest day of the week. We're digging holes and putting trees in that thing. And I had a headache because I hadn't been drinking enough water up until that point. And thereafter I tried my best to rehydrate throughout the rest of the day with just, you know, whatever water was on hand. Mm. And it didn't go away. And obviously, you know, I wasn't putting back in the salts and the minerals and the things that my body had lost through sweat. So just you know, water isn't necessarily enough.
Yeah, so that's where we pride ourselves. You know, we source our minerals. Everyone knows about Himalayan salt. We source these minerals from the Himalayan regions, and the minerals are extracted from the region. And we use those minerals to remineralize the water, which brings the TDS back up. So that exact same TDS, then we increase it to become an electrolyte water, and we take it further and further. And when you say on hot days and stuff and runners and stuff, we pride ourselves in that water, because that's exactly where, you know, you get your ultimate hydration from.
And this is the thing, and a lot of very health-minded, active people understand the importance of replenishing and putting back in, but some of the sort of electrolyte drinks and sports drinks on the market, they've got all kinds of other stuff, that you don't necessarily want to be blasting into your system. So this is a really natural way to make sure that you're putting back in the good stuff. You're not putting anything funny into your system, and it's all coming from a source you can trust, and it's all backed by science.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is the thing. And when it comes to making sure that for the week ahead and for the rest of the year ahead, you're dealing with the best, Vida Mineral Water, Belito, right here at Crowthorne Corner, just around the back of the Lifestyle Centre. If you know 1018 Skryfbehoeftes, the local stationery shop, they're your neighbours, right? For someone who's looking to find out more about how they can get Vida in the office, in the home, maybe looking at your water delivery service, which is a really cool, convenient thing that people can subscribe to, or making sure that they've got a home or office-based filtration system. You guys consult on that as well. Am I right, Mike?
We do.
Fantastic. So literally all things water, purified water related, the Vida Mineral Water family are here for you, for Belito, and have been now building this brand and this reputation over the last couple of years. And you don't seem to be losing any customers. In fact, the word of mouth just seems to be spreading and growing, which tells you that you're doing something right. Am I right?
Well, currently we're spreading the news widely with the Striders Running Club, where we're sponsoring the time trials with our normal drinking water as well as our electrolyte water. And we hope to see some of the comrades runners on our electrolyte and getting good results from it.
Well, there you go. If we see some personal bests this year, we'll know why. quality training, but quality fuel as well, in the form of Vida Mineral Water Belito. And don't forget, if you're wired in at your desk already and you can't make it down to Crowthorne Corner right now, check out the website, vidawaterbelito.co.za. It's where you can subscribe to that door-to-door water delivery service and find out more info on all of the stuff that we've been talking about, the total dissolved solids, TDS, the different forms of filtration, and really what sets Vida Mineral Water apart with that special blend of 84 minerals and trace elements that are remineralized, reintroduced to this purified water, setting it really apart from what else is out there on shelves. Guys, thanks for the water this morning. I'm already starting my day the right way with a bottle of Vida water, and thanks for the science, the news, a little bit of info to chew on as we start the working week. Anything else from your side right now before we splash into a music break?
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Mike.
Thanks. Awesome, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having us. I just feel like the knowledge is power to people, so just educating people on
This is the thing. If you don't know, you don't know.
Exactly.
But now you do, and you're getting it from the source, from Vida Mineral Water, Belito, and right here on Radio Life and Style. I'm taking a little dip right now. Here's Adele saying it's water under the bridge. Turn it up for a Monday.